From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Modernizing an ancient city is no easy task. Take this ongoing example in Afghanistan, where NPR staffers encounter a major drama every time they step outside our Kabul office. The neighborhood is in the midst of a major road and sewer renovation project. And as NPR's Sean Carberry reports, residents aren't sure whether all the gridlock, power outages, and business interruption is worth it.
I'm standing in the middle of the street outside of our house here in Kabul. It is dirt, it is rough, uneven. There are huge craters, there are giant piles of boulders, piles of rubble. It's hard to imagine how this could be a planned construction project, and this is one of dozens of streets in the neighborhood where this work has been going on, causing massive disruptions to people, to businesses, and to daily life in this area. One affected business is Sufi Restaurant. The renowned establishment serves traditional Afghan food to everyone from diplomats to development workers. Bismillah is the manager of Sufi.
Compared with the last year, my business is down 50%. Foreigners come here and see there is no parking area, so they give up and leave.
He says he's had to lay off staff.
We've appealed to many government departments, but no one listens to us.
Syed Nezmuddin Wahdat is the head of Kabul's 10th district, where this work is taking place. He says this is part of a citywide project to pave 100 kilometers of roads and renovate the fetid sewage trenches. Wahdat believes the project is going much better than past projects.
80% is going well. Most of the problems are caused by the contractors.
Wahdat says the city will fine the contractors if they don't complete the work properly and on time, which is the end of December. One of the main contractors, UBCC, says that deadline will not be met. The company says the delays were unavoidable. Control and coordination among the four different contractors has been a problem. Often multiple streets are simultaneously shut down, hence the paralyzing traffic, even by Kabul standards. To make matters worse, people in the neighborhood say no one from the government or the project has spoken to them about what streets would be torn up and when. Yama Turabi is director of Integrity Watch Afghanistan.
They have been able to do this main road, which is in front of the Attorney General office, in about a month or even less. But then why is it that this road is taking 4 months?
He says he does think it will be a huge improvement when it's done, and by all accounts, the quality of the work is far better than past paving projects that often crumble after one winter. But Turabi also says this area is only getting renovated because it's a wealthy neighborhood.
We have a long way ahead of us because 90% of the roads in Kabul are just not paved and asphalted.
At the rate things are going, many of the streets in our neighborhood aren't going to be paved anytime soon either. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.